Sean, in the moment when you're extending plays, how do you know what risks are worth taking and what's not? Is that just your eyes, or have you kind of thought through what's happening as you look at the defense for us now?
I guess it kind of goes with all the stuff you kind of said, just kind of pre-snap reads, what the defense is looking like, what they're going to do, and then the post-snap read, what they're, you know, changing to do, and then just kind of reacting and trying to make a play. Seeing the field, keeping my head up, seeing where guys are, and just trying to give my guys a chance to make a play.
In the brief time you've been out there now, how much is the game starting to slow down for you?
I wouldn't say it's slowing down. You know, each play, each time I'm out there is fast, so I'm starting to realize and recognize things, you know, a lot quicker. But as far as the game speed, it's still fast to me. Each week, each rep is always another step for me to kind of, for myself to play fast, because I know what's going on out there.
Does it feel different scrambling the decision-making process in the NFL than it did for you in college? I mean, a lot of guys play the way you play and played in college, but there's historically very few play this way in the NFL. So the obvious reason being it's dangerous and you're a very valuable player. So if you had to adjust your thinking any at all, or does that remove the instinct of decision making and you can't change your thinking? You just got to read it like you've always read.
I just play free. I play fast. I play like I've always been playing my whole career, my whole life, and that's just making plays with my feet if I need to, being a quarterback, standing in the pocket, making the passes to my receivers. The only difference is, you know, it's protecting myself. You know, in college I can, you know, run up with some linebackers and some DBs, but at this level these are grown men, so you always want to take the less hits and try not to take any hits because, you know, the less hits you take, maybe the longer your career can be.
Do you practice sliding?
Do I what?
Do you sliding? I mean, is that actually something?
I mean, sometimes we practice, depending on the type of day. If we're in full pads where I can slide, then yes. But if we're in, you know, shells and I have gym shorts on, then it's kind of, yeah, you don't want to get yourself hurt. But
already did it very well. Is this something did somebody in your past, Clemson before, that worked on you with this, saying, hey, you're going to have to keep you healthy, you're going to have to learn to do this better?
Yeah, at Clemson, we did it. We actually had some practices where we had like this water slide, and we kind of did it after practice. Yeah, it was fun. So,
did you learn baseball when you were a kid to learn sliding in baseball?
I played baseball, but I never slid. I kind of just ran the bases. I was fast enough at that time, yeah.
Does it go against your DNA to slide?
Not now. I'm trying to live another day. I'm not trying to get hit at this level. So,
have you had a hit yet that you know it's the NFL? Like, has there been a hit that you're like, okay, this is a different level now?
Not just yet. I mean, the Bengals hit was pretty, but anybody can take that hit, or, you know, give that type of hit, but not yet. I'm not trying to feel it, so.
When you mentioned DeAndre back in the pre-draft process, what was that like getting to meet him for the first time? And then how much has your relationship grown with him?
Well, I kind of knew him before then, too, during my recruiting process at Clemson. I knew all the guys, all the skilled guys that's, you know, in the NFL right now. But since I've gotten here, you know, our relationship has grown and it's continued to grow each and every day. The trust and loyalty we have on and off the field, and just the way we can be able to communicate, you know, while we're on the field and off the field too.
So when you first met him, that was when Clemson was trying to recruit you?
Right, yeah.
So how did that meeting?
It was just, I mean, it was awesome. You know, just kind of at the time as a young high school guy, Clemson was actually the first school that offered me. So I was, you know, all big eyes and shock, and just seeing all the great athletes they had, you know, from New, Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, Andre Ellington, you know, and so forth. Just seeing those guys, being able to and meet them and just picture myself being in their shoes and now being on the same team with him. And that was a cool experience, and, you know, we talk about it all the time, just kind of those moments, meeting before a game and that pregame.
Do you think that helps your chemistry more, the fact that you guys have that Clemson connection?
I guess you can say that. I guess so.
A lot of players and coaches have talked about how good your communication skills are. Is that something you pride yourself on in the huddle and on the field?
Yeah, being a quarterback, especially at this level, you have to be able to communicate with all the guys. You have to know how to communicate with the guys, when to communicate with the guys, what type of mood they're in, and just I guess your vibe and energy that you give off. And so you know, that's why I went to Clemson. Is I graduated with a communications degree, so I guess that helped too.
Yeah, he's
a master of what he do. You know, he's a long time legend, and he's been doing it for a long time. And he's gonna, you know, put pressure on the quarterback make decisions, and make the right decisions, and make our players, our receivers, make plays one on one, and be able to read zone and man coverage, and then make our O linemen, you know, win the matchups.
Did you watch the tape of the New England game, and especially that last evaded five guys? That pass, do you ever go, wow, or are you used to doing things like that?
I guess you can say, I just react. I just play ball. I've been doing it for a long time, just trying to, you know, make plays and really take pride in my athleticism and what I can do with the ball and the balance that I have with my feet. But especially at this level, it's hard to do. Most guys don't do it. So after I saw that play, it was pretty an eye-opener. So it's good.
Have you specifically had a play yet where it was like where the defense closed on you at an appreciably faster pace than you might have seen in college? Has there been a moment like that?
There's been moments like that during, you know. Sometimes it have been. I know the first game was – they were getting back there fast. You know, the Bengals had a great D-line, and this past week the Patriots did too. So you're going to have moments like that regardless, I guess, what year you're in, you know, from a rookie to a guy like Tom Brady. You know, it's going to be moments where the D-line is going to get to you real, real fast.
Deshaun, you've obviously made some really exciting plays with your legs over the past couple of games, but some of the throws, I mean, that throw that you stuck to Bruce Ellington, can you just speak to your confidence fitting a ball in a tight window? Despite coverage, you know, the NFL defenses. Like, can you just speak to the confidence that you have in your arm to make those big-time throws?
I'm just a confident person, regardless of what other people say. You know, at this level and with this game, you have to be confident. If you don't have any confidence in yourself, then you will get exposed or you won't be able to play to your potential. So, you know, I go out there, I let all the receivers and all my coaches know that I can make every throw. Just trust in me and let me do it. And see what I got, and those opportunities came, and I, you know, took advantage of it.
How does it make you feel to know you're giving fans their hope at quarterback?
You know, that's just the reason why I play football is because I love the game, I love the sport, I love the friendships and everything that comes with it. But at the same time, just giving people, not just for the city that I play for and the teams that I played for before, but just people all around the world, just to be able to, you know, give them hope and encourage to be able to fulfill their dreams. And you can do it by having fun, and you don't have to listen to what, you know, all the naysayers are saying. You just go out there, have fun, and do it at a high level, and you can impact the world.
Do